with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer Paul Monnett admits he's a classic example of a Catholic basher.
As soon as I came out as a gay man, I began to see how deeply the hierarchy of that church had diabolized my people and made us scapegoats for their tyrannical, sex-phobic rule.
Paul Monnett makes an unrelenting assault on the hierarchy of the Catholic Church in his novel Halfway Home. The hero is an AIDS-stricken performance artist who calls himself Miss Jesus.
He does Jesus in drag and talks about Christianity as a gay church, his Jesus says that's what it always was meant to be, that he and the 12 apostles were gay.
Paul Monnett means to wrinkle a few collars in the Catholic Church, even though his hero is a deeply spiritual man, much the way Monnett says Jesus might have been.
The Jesus of the last 2,000 years has become as much of a hypocritical piece of nonsense as, say, the Reagans in the 80s were. I think the real Jesus would have spent a lot of time with people with AIDS. I think we were his people.
Paul Monnett himself has been fighting AIDS for several years. Halfway Home is the story of two Irish Catholic brothers, one gay and suffering from AIDS, the other straight and on the run from both the mob and the police.
I really wanted to go after the Catholic Church, obviously, but I also wanted to talk about the fury of an Irish household.
Paul Monnett is a courageous man and a skillful writer whose novel of love and anger and the AIDS generation is Halfway Home, published by Crown. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The last four books by Paul Monnett, the most recent of which is a novel, Halfway Home, have all touched on the tragedy of AIDS. Monnett says he has buried up to 75 friends, including two lovers.
There was a moment last September when I buried Stephen. He died unexpectedly and suddenly. And I buried him, and I put the ground over his urn, and I asked everybody to leave me alone, and I talked to him for a moment. And then I walked down 10 feet to where Roger was buried, and I talked to him for a moment, and I realized that having buried two lovers, no one could tell me how to live my life anymore.
That Paul Monnett alone would have to make some sort of sense out of his life. He too has the disease, which has given him a sense of urgency to complete his work as a writer.
I hope to be seropositive and not sick for years to come, Don. But I don't know. I mean, I could wake up tomorrow morning with a lymphoma. It's a tightrope that I walk.
Paul Monnett is writing his autobiography about his youth in Massachusetts. He says it's the most difficult piece of writing he's ever done.
Because it's like an emotional detoxification somehow, and talking about all of that pain of being in the closet from the age of 10 to 25. It's like I'm 20 again, and I can't stand it.
Monnett's novel, Halfway Home, is about an AIDS-stricken performance artist who tries to understand his own life and to reconcile the love he has for his alienated brother.
I write love stories, and it's always what I've liked to do. It's always what I've wanted to do. It has been out of fashion during a lot of my writing career, but that hasn't bothered me too much.
Halfway Home by Paul Monnett is a love story that pulls no punches. Published by Crown. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Homophobia, remember, is hatred and fear, and the fear is really what's there more often than not.
That's Paul Monnett, a writer who has made AIDS both a professional and private battleground. His last four books, all critical successes, have focused on the tragedy of the disease and the deaths of his lovers from the plague. As there is now a body of work about the Vietnam War, Monnett says there is also a literature of AIDS.
There's no question in my mind that some of the greatest art that's being produced now is about AIDS.
Paul Monnett is in a race with death, for he too has the disease. That has not stopped him from taking a new lover, and he has a personal theory about the transmission of AIDS.
Since I believe that saliva destroys the virus, I think that oral sex is safe between a seronegative and a seropositive person.
Paul Monnett's recent novel, Halfway Home, is the story of an AIDS-stricken performance artist who plays Jesus in drag and whose satire of organized religion, especially of Catholicism, is both hilarious and devastating. Monnett says that while he may anger some people, his novel is a book for people struggling with AIDS and for those who are trying to understand the gay people and their families. Paul Monnett is an outspoken opponent of what he calls cultural McCarthyism, aimed at the gay community.
Most of the right-wing think tanks now have cultural wings, and they don't have Russia to fight anymore. They want to fight the enemy within. That's why I feel it as a kind of McCarthyism.
Crown published Paul Monnett's funny, sad novel, Halfway Home. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.